Views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Changing our approach can change our situation. Whoa. Also, where do you fit in the level of political discourse? Ooh. And Spencer Brown will be joining us live on The Experience.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Maybe I shouldn't tell you so much. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. We love praise reports. Any prayer requests, we love to help with. Got a couple of trivia questions. We'll get into that, but keep in mind a couple of things. Any topic is open for conversation, primarily because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. For the third time in 7 years, somebody very close to me sits in the studio yet will not be talking in the microphone. Let's see if you can take a guess who I'm talking about. It's my wife. Anyway, I just had a fantastic lunch with John and Pamela. We're going to talk about Pamela first. Pamela Melchionek.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a moon.
That's a Melchionek. Okay. Look at it. I think we should just change the end of the song. It makes it easier. A couple things to tell you. Name of the company, The Blessed Realty Company. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Watch this. The Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to keep it really simple. If you're looking for somebody who wants to do ministry as part of what they do for a living, as their function, as their service unto the Lord, then you got it going on if you're working with Pam Melchionek. Let me just say this about Pamela, okay? Top quality, spirit-filled Christian who loves the Lord, right? Let's just look at a verse. Maybe we can, I don't know, I think we can, you know, look at a verse something like this. This is in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. That's her tagline. I mean, that's part of what she operates by. So what do you need to know? That if you're working with Pamela, you know this, that she's going to not just treat you like family, which is hugely important, but treat your transaction like it's her stewardship responsibility before God. Okay? That's just that easy. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. What did you say, Dave? Well, thank you for asking me again. 817-505-5541, TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. It's actually Pamela Melchionek, but I like the Melchionek because it just fits with the Italian stuff. That's right. That's right. I say wrong names just to help you remember people. That's how I do it. Get in touch with Pam, TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Spencerbrandon.com. There you go. All right. Couple things to tell you. We got a lot going on. We got Spencer Brown going to be joining us about 2:30. For those that may have forgotten, he is with the advocate group that supports college kids having the opportunity to speak and to hear conservative speakers. You know, little things like that. He is a spokesperson for the Young Americans Foundation. Hopefully, we have no technical glitches and it works out good. We're kind of hoping that. I do want to let you know the real important thing about today from a historical point of view. It's by a musical instrument day. That's right. Today is by a musical instrument day. I don't know if you remember this or not, but back in the 60s and 70s and even the 80s, we always had to do musical instruments. You had to do like you had to take like a music class or band, and then you had to pick an instrument. And I had an instrument. Can you guess, Wonder Julie, what my instrument was? Don't say a microphone. what do you think it was? What do you think it was? Wonder Julie, what do you think the answer was that I
used? I'm guessing the drums.
No, but that's a good guess. You'd think somebody annoying like me would do that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I actually did the clarinet. How about that? I was so good, they asked me to leave. That's how good I was. They were like, wow, you are so good. Can you play outside for the birds? Awesome. They would really appreciate it. Okay, let's get into our first trivia question. Give people a chance and we'll get right into our teachings. Here's the first trivia question. See if you know the question. It's up to you. If you want to answer it, you can come on the air and answer it and say hi, or you can answer it and just tell Wonder Julie what you think it is. How long did Jesus fast during his time of temptation? How long did Jesus fast during his time of temptation? How long was that? The number here is 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Had a wonderful lunch today with John and Pamela. Really, really nice. Cool, cool place. So I just wanted to say a big shout out to them and a big thank you. That was so cool. Thank you. All right, I want to talk about this attitude thing. Because one of the things that will happen is you and I will find ourselves in situations, and how we respond to the situations does have an impact. So our approach to a situation can actually change the situation. I'm not talking about name it and claim it, okay? I don't think it's name it and claim it. Oh, wait. What? We got multiple calls. When did we ever get multiple calls? Okay, am I supposed to answer this? Yes. Hello. Who's calling? Hello? Are they there? Hello?
Did you hit your button?
I'm hitting my button. Hello? Hello? Hi. Are you there? Okay, I got all the buttons lit. I don't know what's going on. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, that's all right. We'll just do our best to kind of roll with it. That's what I love about live radio. Do you know how long Jesus fasted before he went through his process of temptation?
40 days and 40 nights.
That is correct. You are a winner. Good job. Very good. Good job. Excellent. Thank you for calling in. I can hear the wind, I think, in your car.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
All right.
Okay. Well, that was correct. You know, I've never done buttons. I'm not smart enough to do buttons. Okay? All right. The buttons are blinking. Can you stop the buttons from blinking? Stop, oh, buttons. Stop blinking. Now they're all blinking. You see how some people have that ability to speak to something and it changes? That doesn't work for me. Don't worry. I got another trivia question coming. Excellent answer, by the way. Thank you very much. We have another trivia question. We don't give up around here, but let's talk about attitude and approach because it can change your situation. How is that? I told you before, I'm not a name it and claim it. I am a believe it and receive it kind of guy, but I'm not a name it and claim it. There's a big difference. I believe that you are able to stand in faith. That's great. I don't think you can just go, hey, I want that Ferrari. I have a Ferrari in Jesus' name. I don't believe that works. Okay? I believe you can say, I want the will of God for my life and I want to do what he wants. And I believe for that. And the Lord will respond to that and give you favor. Here I want to talk about our approach. Now listen, approach changing your circumstance. Second Chronicles 12:5-7. Then the prophet Shemaiah came to Rehoboam and to the leaders of Judah who had assembled in Jerusalem for fear of Shishak. And he said to him, "This is what the Lord says. You have abandoned me. Therefore, I now abandon you to Shishak." Verse 6, the leaders of Israel and the king humbled themselves and said, "The Lord is just." Verse 7, when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, this word of the Lord came to Shemaiah. "Since they have humbled themselves, I will not destroy them, but will soon give them deliverance. My wrath will not be poured out on Jerusalem through Shishak." Now, I want you to catch this, because this is kind of a cool thing. The king and the elder, Rehoboam, and the leaders of Israel, they were in trouble with the Lord. And the Lord said, "That's it. I'm coming after you. I've had enough. You guys are too prideful. You're too arrogant. We're going to take care of this." And when the prophet spoke it, the king and the leaders of Israel humbled themselves. And the next thing that happened is God changed the circumstance. And instead of having them overcome by Shishak, God gave them deliverance. Now, I want you to think about that. That God gave them deliverance because they changed their approach. They didn't stick their fist up into the face of God and defy. They said unto the Lord, "You're right and just, and we're wrong." And God said, "Okie dokie, that works." Maybe he didn't use the word okie dokie, but it was kind of close. I think the idea there is that if you change your approach, often God will change your situation. And in every change, make sure you identify the Lord is just and righteous. Got that? Super duper duper important. Okay, we are going to take a break. You're listening to the David Swoon Experience here on KAAM 770 Christian Station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church. We call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, "Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity?" And I paused for a second and I said, "Yes, it's called hell." But, you know,
that's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience in education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show, you can send an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and the website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. If you just go out on your roof and you shout, David Spoon Media, nothing will happen, but your neighbors may call the police. That is possible. So I want to thank our caller for calling in. The only reason that I didn't ask you to continue talking is because I had pushed one button, then another button, then another button. So I had pushed all the buttons, and so it was my fault because I am technically challenged. You know, button pushing, they ought to have a class for that. Shouldn't they have a class for that? I feel they should have a class for that. All right, let's do our next sponsor. And we just had another sponsor make a counteroffer, so we probably have our third sponsor and then fourth and fifth. We need a bunch of sponsors. You guys know we'll be praying. But here's our next sponsor. It's our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
So we had a wonderful lunch today. Pamela and John and myself and my wife. Now, he is the owner of the Blessed Roofing Company, which you can get that information at theblessedroofingcompany.com. That's the website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. I've told you before, there is an enormous amount of rain that takes place in Texas, especially compared to places that are dry and cursed. Oh, no, not cursed, but just dry, like California. Okay, that was kind of a joke. Well, partly. Anyway, there's a lot of hail that goes with it, and with the hail is damage. And the idea is to get the roof inspected before the damage becomes such a problem that you have things like your big screen TV blowing up. You really don't want that to happen. What you really want is somebody to look at the roof and tell you exactly what's going on, whether there's nothing or something. Somebody with enough integrity that will not try and do something sneaky, but instead will say it's good, it's bad, it needs work, it doesn't need work, it needs to be repaired, it needs to be replaced. And somebody who will do that with integrity, and that's going to be John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Their phone number, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. They do free inspections, and most of the time you're looking at no out-of-pocket costs for repairs or replacements, but you got to know what's going on with the roof, and you want somebody who does it to do it right. That's going to be John. Okay? All right. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. There you go. All righty. Don't forget, we got Spencer Brown coming up a little bit. I got a definite little teach that I want to talk about. But again, I want to thank people for calling in on the trivia. We're still trying to work out the bugs. We are talking about contests that are being sponsored. We're still working out all the bugs, but I want to make sure that I can push a button. For some reason, I'm challenged in this area. I'm not really sure what's going on there, but we'll just move on. Here is the next question, trivia question. You'll have about 10 minutes to answer. Next trivia question is this. God, this is a scripture, God opposes the proud. God opposes the proud, but gives what? to the humble. Ooh, God opposes the proud, but gives what to the humble? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. God opposes the proud, but gives what to the humble? Ah, specific passage. I want to talk about this, and I want to do it in a maybe a more tactful way. As you know, when I did the abortion discussion on Monday, it's a real passionate and important issue. You didn't find me very apologetic, and I don't plan on ever being that way. But I did want to talk about this, and that is a lot of people are trying to figure out where they fit in the level of political discourse. In other words, where do you fit in regards to all of the things that are being talked about? You got the Republicans, you got the Democrats, you got liberals, you got conservatives, you got independents. You have all these things. The simple question is, where do you fit? And I'm going to tell you something that's going to surprise you. Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Here's what I want you to get. This is what's called the fivefold ministry. Some people are very active in this and think it needs to be specific per church. Some people think it's specific per region. I'm not here to argue any of that. I want to show you something, though. Jesus himself gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Have you noticed in the political realm that not everybody has the exact same opinion? Have you noticed that? Okay. Some people are much more politically oriented. Some people are much less politically oriented. I'm just going to name off a few names, give you a chance to think this through. I want you to understand what I'm trying to say. Jay Sekulow, pretty politically oriented. James Robeson, very spiritual, an element of political. Rick Warren, hardly political. Robert Jeffress, very political. Billy Graham, more social, but much more biblical than anything else. Jerry Falwell, very political. What is wrong with all those people? Nothing. Stop saying there's something wrong. Listen, the reason that Jesus gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers is because those five different elements are necessary to help equip the people of God for works of service. So you might say, well, the apostles are more important than the prophets. Well, God didn't say that. Well, apostles is listed first. Well, they were the first one in the whole decree of things. And then there was prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The point is this. All of those are necessary. So the question might become, is it the same level for each person, or are different people called to different levels of participation? Ephesians 4:16, from him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Everybody has an independent work to do and has a different connection. You might say, I feel more identity with Jay Sekulow and like Jerry Falwell of old. You might say, no, I feel more identity with Rick Warren. You might say, no, I feel more identity with Dr. Robert Jeffress. You might say, I have more identity with Billy Graham and how he did it. Fantastic. Here's the deal. Stop trying to make what you do everybody else's do. You do what the Lord told you to do. You gravitate to where the Lord is gravitating you, directing you, leading you. You're thinking, well, no, everybody has to do this. No, they don't. Here's one of the things that people miss, and they miss it quite a bit. Paul was an apostle who was an apostle that was into the church planting process and leading people to a decision of Jesus Christ. Apollos was a person who had a ministry that was geared towards people who were already believers and needed encouragement. Neither one of those is wrong. We should always be looking to be spreading the gospel. But Apollos' direction from God was more inclined to encourage people. And just before you get out on any kind of high horse here, recognize that Paul said, well, I asked Apollos to do this, but he told me no. It's like, this is, you got to understand what's going on. The Lord is in charge. And you might be a person who's more inclined towards this direction. That's just fine. God bless you. I think whatever it is, wherever that passion is the Lord has dropped you, that's where you should operate. I think you should be careful dropping that on other people, but I think you should embrace it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think somebody who's totally committed to the process and wants to be totally involved politically should be able to be. I think people that want to be totally absolved and away from it should be able to be. That doesn't change your position in Christ. Okay? Do not mix those. A person who acknowledges that Jesus Christ is Lord is your brother or sister. Whether they have the same point of view on levels of participation than you do or not. Now notice, I'm not talking about participation at church. I'm not talking about fellowship. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm simply talking about your brothers and your sisters having different inclinations, That's kind of an important element for you to support. It might not be the same as you, but that doesn't mean that they're doing something wrong. It just means it's something different. I think there were 12 apostles. Not all of them were named Peter. Not all of them were named Matthew. There were some that had a unique fishing background and some that had others. It's okay. Oh, hello. This is David. Who do we got? Hello? Hello? Button pushy. See, I got the button going here, so hold on. There we go. Are you there? Are we there? Nope, they're on hold again. You want to try again? Okay, here we go. Ready? Push button. Hello? We're dying here on these buttons. poor Wonder Julie. I feel bad for her. Are you talking? Nope, wait, there you are. There he is.
Okay.
Are you there? Okay, yeah. I can hear you now.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you have an answer for our trivia question? I want to see if you got the answer. God opposes the proud, but gives what to the humble?
Grace to the humble.
Grace to the humble is correct, sir. You are right. Excellent job. Excellent job. You found that's 1 Peter 5:5. It's also in James. It's in both epistles, so that's a great job. Did you know that right away?
Well, I did, yeah, but I was waiting for somebody else to answer, so as I've called in before, but I try to wait let other people answer these things, and I thought this from my memory that was right. I just thank the good Lord. He teaches me lessons every day. So.
Amen.
By the way, you know, the scripture says, don't praise yourself, so I'm just going to praise you, David Spain, for a great program, all right?
Okay, you got it, brother. All right, you take care, man.
Okay.
No, all right, thank you, sir. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our break right now. Come back. We're going to have Spencer Brown going to be joining us, hopefully. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770 Christian Station here in Texas. Be right back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience in education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Com.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie-dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Quick direct for you. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. Those are the things you want to keep in mind. Okay, so on the phone, as long as we push the button right and then the other button gets pushed right and everything works out, we're going to have Spencer Brown on the phone. He is a spokesperson for the Young Americas Foundation. Let's see if I can get this to work. Hold on one second. Here, we're going to push the button. Okay, button is pushed. Spencer, are you there? He's not there. Spencer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
how are
there
you?
You are. Okay. All right. We got it. I'm doing great, man. So you are the second person to do a repeat, and we're going to try and make you a regular feature on our show, kind of getting updates as to all the different things that are taking place. First and foremost, let the people know, if you would, Spencer, what's the Young Americas Foundation?
Yeah, so Young Americas Foundation is the premier student outreach organization within the conservative movement today. We work with and reach students at high schools and on college campuses with the conservative ideas that they are otherwise sorely lacking from their liberal professors and administrators. We do that a number of ways. We bring campus lecturers, conservatives from different parts of the movement to their schools to address students directly. We also own and maintain and preserve President Reagan's Ranch out in Santa Barbara, California. And we have a number of other programs to promote, you know, the free market and responsible journalism, basically just trying to give students those opportunities that they don't get from their leftist administrators.
Okay, let me ask you this question. In doing it in the high school, is it – I don't think I've asked you this before. Is it more difficult to access high schools than it is colleges, or is it kind of the same, or is it the opposite?
Well, what we've found is that the liberal orthodoxy that's taken over college campuses has now creeped into high schools as well, which is obviously problematic. But they present sort of a unique set of challenges in that high schools are able to put more time, place, manner restrictions on events. They're able to restrict what students do on their, during school hours a little bit more. But what we find is that it's the same sort of success when we bring in a conservative speaker where students, you know, are happy to hear the other side. And obviously in high school, sometimes students are more open to hearing conservative ideas than they would be in college. So while it is a unique challenge at times, we do find that the success there continues to grow, and our high school programs is actually our fastest growing portion of what we do.
Okay. How can people, in our audience, it's going to be, part of it's going to be through prayer, but how can people be supportive of the Young Americas Foundation? What can they do? Is it website visit? Are there contributions? How does that work?
Yeah, so, you know, we are always looking to find new, you know, young conservatives who haven't heard necessarily all that conservatism has to offer. And so if there's a young person in your life, a child, a grandchild, a niece or a nephew, you can, you know, refer them to our programs, and they can visit President Reagan's ranch and walk in his footsteps, or they can come to one of our national conferences here in Washington, D.C. But then, you know, all of that is made possible by the generous and patriotic supporters who give financially to the foundation. And you can find more information about that on our website as well, which is just yaf.org. And on that site, you can see all of our upcoming conferences, our campus lectures, the other programs we have, and more about how we're preserving President Reagan's ranch.
Okay, excellent. So yaf.org is a good website for them to go to and get information. Plus, if they want to participate in a financial matter or something along those lines, they're able to do so through that, correct?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a couple of fascinating questions. When a This is going to be something that I've not asked you. And just remember, if I ever ask you something and it's dumb, which is about 50% of the time, or if you don't know the answer, it's okay to say, I don't know. That part's normal human existence. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. If a poll comes out like a recent poll did that talks about socialism young people saying, oh, socialism sounds great, although I still think in the poll nobody knew what it was, does that impact you guys? Do you have to fight against that, or do you have to correct that, or does that have no bearing on you?
Well, I think you hit on the important part of looking at a lot of these polls, and you're right. There have been a lot lately that show, you know, young people especially, but a lot of Americans are saying that they would rather live under a socialist sort of regime rather than the free market republic that we have now. But I think you're right that most people don't actually know what they're agreeing to or what they're suggesting they want to live under. And that's partially because of the education system. You know, they're taught from the time, you know, even sometimes down into middle school, that socialism is this great system and that, you know, it's all about equality and making sure that nobody is taken advantage of and that everybody is equal. But they obviously don't teach the real history of socialism or communism or any of those other ideologies that are responsible for the death of 100 million people in the 19th century. And so I think you have a lot of people agreeing with it because it's a buzzword without fully understanding what it means. And so to us, that just means that we need to work even harder to make sure that people know both the reality of the free market and of, you know, America as it is today with its freedom. But they also need to learn the consequences of socialism and what that actually leads to.
Yeah. All right. So that's an excellent place for you guys to stand and to kind of inform people, because I think you're just 100% right. And I think that polls are, you know, I mean, there's statistics and then there's other statistics. See how I skipped that line? And then there's just lies. It's just like, yeah, it's so absurd. It's incredible. What are the current projects that you got facing you? What do you got going on for Young Americas Foundation? What has happened recently? What's the most recent warfare that you've encountered?
Yeah, well, you know, we're pretty much wrapping up the spring semester, and we had another great, couple of months there with campus lectures happening all over the country. We had a couple of months where there were more lectures taking place than there were even days of the month. And so we're really excited about all the students we were able to reach with conservative ideas, from people like Ben Shapiro and Katie Pavlich and Jeff Sessions, Michael Knowles, Liz Wheeler, people like that. But now we're sort of looking forward to our summer, which is when we have the majority of our national student conferences. So we're coming up with our National High School Leadership Conference and our National Conservative Conference, both of which take place here in Washington, D.C. over the course of about a week, where we bring students and, more than, I'd say, probably close to 40 leading conservatives to speak to them. And it gives students a really good opportunity to sort of recharge after a crazy, you know, school year and meet other young conservatives and see that they're not alone, that there are actually a lot of other young people in America who believe and think the same things that they do. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. Obviously, we still have our ongoing legal battles Those don't take the summer off, unlike students and schools do. So we're currently suing the University of Minnesota and the University of Florida for what those schools did to violate the First and sometimes 14th Amendment rights of conservative students. So we've got a lot going on.
Wow. Now, that is a lot of stuff that you guys got going on. All right, I have to ask you this question. I've not asked you this before, so it's kind of a curveball. So I'm just telling you so that when it comes towards you, you're a little more ready. So from a college point of view, what are, like, some of the worst colleges? What are some of the colleges that are like, oh, my gosh, these guys are – they're horrible. I mean, they're just so mean to conservatives. Is there a couple of colleges that do stand out, or is this just all kind of halfway Ivy League, or what are we talking here?
Well, yeah, so it's interesting when you look at sort of all the different types of colleges there are in the country. And so you obviously have the schools, you know, like UC Berkeley that Young America's Foundation had to sue last year, and we just won our case against them for First Amendment violations. So there are schools like that where they're just blatantly, you know, trashing the Constitution and their attempts to keep conservative ideas off campus. But then something that we've noticed, especially during the spring semester, that was very troublesome to us, was looking at these schools that claim to be, you know, conservative or Christian, but do the same sort of thing that, like, a UC Berkeley would do. And that was alarming to us because you have schools, just as a couple, you know, Grand Canyon University that's in Phoenix, Arizona, and Baylor University in Texas. Those are two schools that, you know, claim to be conservative and claim to have these bona fides that you would think a conservative lecturer showing up through Young America's Foundation would be welcomed. And instead we saw, you know, basically bans on conservative speakers from these administrations. And so that's a new thing to us that, you know, obviously we expect it from Berkeley and from the Ivy League, but seeing it from sort of these social justice warrior Christians was something that's new and obviously concerning.
Yeah, that is really – actually, that's quite alarming. And I'll tell you why it's even more alarming. I went to Grand Canyon for a semester. So I just find that to be like, wow. I just, you know, 30 years ago wasn't an issue. Now it is an issue because everybody wants to be politically correct. Now, for me, you know, from a Christian point of view, political correctness is really man's attempt to establish his own righteousness apart from God. So it's a highly irritating kind of philosophy. It's like, okay, that's never going to work, which is why it's always confusing, because a man doesn't do things that brilliantly. You've done a great job. I hope that this show gives you a good outlet and it gives you a good training ground. I assume that they've got you speaking all over the country, and you are always welcome on my show to share and to encourage people. So I want to thank you for the work you're doing.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's great.
Yeah, you did another fabulous job. YAF.org, YAF.org, to help them out and to be a part of it all. Great job, sir. I will send a copy off to your crew so you can have it and use it for whatever you like, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Wow, what a roof. It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're going to try something we've not tried before. I don't know if it'll work. That just means we're going to give it a shot. I hate to do this to Wonder Julie because she is sitting there pushing all the buttons, making sure the show works. Because they did not give her a favorable board today, but we'll give you a one last shot if you know the answer. Just not going to have a lot of time on it, but if you know the answer, here's a tough one. This is going to be for those of you that think, I know it, I know it, I know it. Let's see. Who rebelled against Moses? Now, I'm not talking in the general beginning. I'm talking once they got rolling, once they were rolling on the road. Who was it who led the rebellion against Moses? If you know, give us a call. We only have a limited amount of time for that. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. And I want to thank everybody who has been calling in. Don't forget, you can send an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and davidspoonmedia.com is the website. Two quick announcements. Tomorrow, Andrew Farley is going to be on the show. He's got a book about 45 lies that evangelicals have been taught or told. So we're going to get a chance to talk to him. He's on at 2:30 tomorrow live. Should be a lot of fun. And next week, we have a top representative from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Now, just wait. These are the people that are not comfortable with having religious symbols on any public format. We're going to give them an actual chance to say why without being, you know, just let them talk. Your faith is strong enough. The truth is powerful enough. You can have a normal conversation without freaking out and having an eyeball pop out of your left side of your head. It's possible. We're going to give them that opportunity next week. And this will be a first. We've not done this with this group before. We thought, you know what? Let's talk to them and find out what it is. They were the ones that, out of Wisconsin, that tried to get the crosses down in Texas. We're going to ask them about it. And we want to know what's the deal. What's the trouble? What's the problem? Okay? All right. Okay, real quick on that trivia question, I'll give it to you one more time. Who rebelled against Moses? Who rebelled against Moses in the desert? Now, when I said I'm not talking about the very beginning, they didn't accept Moses. I'm talking about once they got through the Red Sea, once they're in the desert, once they're rocking and rolling, there was a rebellion that took place, if you remember. Perhaps you know who it is. Perhaps you do not. Do not feel bad if you do not know. If you do know, give a holler in. 972-445-0770. We got about 7 or 8 minutes. That's all we got. That's all I can do.
I can't pay for any more time. That's all I can do.
Okay, let's get into our next little segment. And this is coming out of Ezra Chapter 4, verse 4. This is going to be a challenge for some, so I hope you have an opportunity to listen and maybe it'll encourage you. It says this, Ezra chapter 4, verse 4, then the people around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. Then the peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. In Ezra and Nehemiah, actually in the Hebrew of the Old Testament, they are known as one book, not two. But the idea is that they were building a wall and they were rebuilding the city and kind of pulling things together. And there was opposition. Have you ever wanted to do something and there was opposition? There was somebody against. That happens a lot. We're going to take our call, answer a trivia question, and we're going to see what the response was from the people of God. But first, this is David. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, Mary Lou Brunson.
Hello. How are you?
I am blessed. And I'm saying it's Aaron and Miriam because I know they rebelled, but I know there was a group afterwards that rebelled too.
that's actually a really good answer. It's not the one I was looking for, but that is a good answer because that is true. And so what you were saying is exactly right. The person I was looking for was Korah. Out of number 16-1, when they had the rebellion and they drew the line in the sand and then those people got swallowed up. But great job. Thank you for setting it straight. You know what? You are a winner. Good job on that one.
Thank you.
Excellent job. Thank you so, so much. That was good. I should have thought of it. You helped me learn and remember. I'm forgetting. I don't know if I'm getting older or not, but I'm forgetting something.
Well, that's okay.
All right.
I know I am every day.
Yeah. Well, so you and I are in it together. We're getting older together. Everybody else might be getting younger. Not me. Thank you for calling.
I hear you.
That's great.
God
Thanks
bless.
So much. Bye-bye. What a great job. And I actually, she's 100% correct. You don't always have to be right. Sometimes you have to remember. That's right. That's Miriam and Aaron. And God was so mad with Miriam, he gave her leprosy. Like, whoops. She's right. There was them. And then Korah was the one I was initially looking for, but should have thought of that. Good idea. All right. Let's go back to it. So the people of God, the people sat around because the people around them set out to discourage the people and make them afraid to go on building. That happens today. The people around you and I set out to discourage us and make us afraid. Did you know that? Did you know that people around us, though often and mostly motivated by demonic spirits and or evil and or fallen world, whatever the case may be, they set out to discourage the people of God from building? Now, I want you to think about that because I'm going to tell you something. My dad in my life, he was a builder. Okay? He built buildings. I'm a person that believes in building, but building people up. Okay? That's kind of where I come into play. But the people in the world, they try to stop the people of God from building. They try and discourage that. They try and make us afraid. They tell us, if you speak things in the Bible, we're going to – it's hate speech. We're going to get you thrown in jail. Throw me in jail. We're going to get you tossed away. Toss. Because I'm not going to stop speaking the truth. And none of you, and I'm saying this on your behalf, none of you should let the people around you discourage you from going forward for the kingdom of God. I didn't say going forward for doing something stupid. I said going forward for the kingdom of God. One, hurting people does not apply. Everybody knows that. But doing ministry, doing some form of connection to building the kingdom of God and encouraging people, the world would try and discourage you. The world would try and make you afraid. Don't let fear or discouragement stop you from building. We shouldn't be surprised at opposition to our Christian faith, but we shouldn't be stopping in working to advance the kingdom of God with our Christian faith. Both of those things.
So if you have something that you thought, maybe I was thinking about trying to do this or start this, or I was thinking about getting around to this and getting into this, do it. If you are otherwise minded, the Lord will reveal that to you. That's what the scripture says. If you're seeking the Lord and you're genuine, you're just being sincere and you're doing something that's really out there that the Lord doesn't want you to do, he'll tell you. He'll get you. It'll come around. But don't let the world, don't let the enemy, don't let Satan, don't let demons, don't let the news, don't let anything or anybody stop you from building. Because you might have something that you build that might only affect one person, but it might affect them towards God. And what if that one person goes on and reaches two people, and those two people reach four, and four to eight, and eight to 16, and 16 to 32, and within 60 transactions of that, you reach millions and millions. You see how that works? So I encourage you to not let the world, the peoples around you, the enemy, the news, any of those things, the secular progressive people who can't stand Bible belief, don't let any of that stop you. Right? Don't let them discourage you and don't let them make you afraid. If there is something to be built and you do it in partnership with God, it only takes you and God to make a majority. Okay, just so we know how that works. If it's you and God, it's a majority. Because as soon as God is in the equation, it's a majority. Right? And here's the wonderful thing. You have gifts and graces that God has given you, but he didn't give them to you for nothing. So use them to be a blessing. Use them to be a builder. Don't let the enemy rob you. Don't let the thief steal from you. Okay? All right. Okay, keep that in mind. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. It's going to take a 23-hour break. Then we're going to come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.